Good Morning BT.
New talk, no, News Talk 1110-993 WBT on this Friday, May 27th. Time to bring Brett Winterbull on here. And Beth, you and I have been talking about the latest developments out of Uvalde, Texas, mm-hmm. and the fact that the further we get away from it and the more that they investigate, each news conference brings in things that aren't quite the way we necessarily heard it described in the early going.
I mean, the less we seem to know, the more we start to learn.
Yeah, and this involves, for example, when law enforcement actually entered the school, was the door to the side actually locked? Who, you know, what were the circumstances as far as the situation when law enforcement finally arrived at the school and what happened in these harrowing moments. Brett Winterbull from the Brett Winterbull Show joins us every day, crossing the streams right now. And Brett, good morning.
Good morning.
The really concerning thing that is now part of the story here, this is a Fox report, and this actually comes from the Uvalde Chief of Police, and this suggests that 4 years ago, back in 2018, that this may not have been the first attempt to, they describe it as a Columbine-style attack that was foiled back in 2018, at, not at the elementary school here, but in the same community at Morales Junior High School there in Uvalde.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild story. So apparently, back in 2018, two middle schoolers made a pact to attack a school, and they were uncovered. They were discovered as a result of this. So they faced some sort of diversion in terms of the way they were handled. You know, they didn't end up going to prison or jail or anything like that. And it turns out these are it's believed this kid may be one of those kids. This murderer from a couple of days ago, maybe one of those kids who was diverted into, you know, therapy treatment, whatever. And it's remarkable because, like, this is a small... Uvalde is small. It's like 15,000 people. So, like, something that would be that big of a story 4 years ago, you'd think someone on the police department would be like, holy cow, it's that kid, you know, if it's the same person. You would think, like, they'd be like, "Whoa, that name! We know that name. That's a pretty infamous name." And there's a lot that has slipped under the net here, and it's extremely disturbing. Especially the fact that if I get it, they seal juvenile records, but I mean, you would think that he might add a double check or something like that to go buy a firearm.
Right. Talking about we had Chris Swecker on the show on Tuesday, and talk about red flags. I mean, that would mean that this guy was flashing red, but it also, if he was one of those original two, that says something for the kind of mental health treatment he may or may not have been receiving, right, and should have, very well should have been receiving. And it would be, it's surprising that his mother or grandmother or grandfather, because they've all, you know, the grandfather and the mother have both spoken out, haven't mentioned that, or maybe they are afraid to mention that could have been their son, because they have said things like, we didn't see this coming.
Yeah, this is maximum shady on a lot of levels, unfortunately. Yeah, and the cops aren't doing themselves any favors by, you know, denying that there's video of parents being restrained and threatened with pepper spray and tased, you know, because nobody would go into the building. It's crazy.
And the report back from 2018 is from KENS television there, and police saying a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old were plotting what was described as a, quote, mass casualty event against the school, unquote. And again, this is not the elementary school. This is area school. But, I mean, as you were pointing out just a minute ago, it's not a big area to begin with.
Right.
A Morales Junior High School. So this is yet another part of this to keep watch on out of Uvalde. And you know, by the time we talk this afternoon and on Monday morning, I who knows where we'll be with this, but this is a developing story. The Brett Winterbull Show on Friday, starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. What else is going on?
We'll track all the big stories that are out there, including, it looks like we got some economic numbers coming out. Everything that's moving between now and then will keep people company as they get on the roads to get away for the weekend.
And Memorial Day weekend coming up here. We'll talk to you later.
Take care, man.